of the pouring rain, sunny skies in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome once again to the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, live from Lexington, Kentucky. My name is Dead Air Dennis from Classic Rock 92.1. I am joined by Brad Taylor from ESPN Radio 1300 and the Beer Man from Classic Rock 92.1. And this week's special guest, our sponsor from Pause for the Cause, Rabbit. Hi, Rabbit. Oh, and we're also sponsored this week by Corona Familiar.
Muy bueno.
Muy caliente.
It's not hot, it's cold.
Si.
Mucho frío.
Ortega. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Week 6.
Week 6 of the NFL. I hear that you're very happy about your performance on the ESPN website.
Listen, I'm in first place. Of course I'm happy. I'm 18 games above 500 against the spread.
That's good.
You can put that number up against just about 96.5% of the ESPN universe.
So that means you're cashing a lot of tickets, is that correct?
I am.
You are?
I cashed every ticket. Every bet I placed this weekend, I won. That's the truth. But four or five. I forget how many.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah.
I did.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. So you're cashing tickets. You're making us money on this show. So what's your complaint? What's your issue
here? I don't have a complaint.
Yeah, but I do.
I'm just happy to be here, Brad, with your St. Peter's Peacocks
shirt. Am I wearing a St. Peter's Peacocks t-shirt?
Yes.
Yes, I am. It was just the first thing in the old chest of drawers. Exactly. So it's just the first thing on top. I hadn't worn it for a while. And it is coming up on basketball season.
When'd you wear it last? April?
That sounds about right.
You're in the epicenter of Big Blue Nation.
You know what? You'd be surprised how many people look at this shirt and smile and greet me as if I'm one of their own.
Yeah.
And greet me as if, I am a foreseer of the future.
But you know what I wouldn't be surprised by? How many people wanted to drag your dead body down an alley and leave it for dead?
Like I said, they were looking, they were laughing, going, he's going to die.
This guy's going to be face down in a gutter any minute now.
And if you want to hear somebody die, listen to ESPN Radio weekdays at 2 o'clock for The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective where we talk about this kind of stuff all day long.
It's not as dead as that radio building down Nicholasville Road with nobody in the parking lot for the last 9 months.
9 months? 2 years?
Plus.
Yeah.
How was your trip? Did you take a trip last week?
I did take a trip to Universal Studios. Had a good time. I did listen to the podcast last week.
Yeah, and we were very complimentary of you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Why are you smiling? Ever. Why are you rolling your eyes at me, sir?
Jeez. That's the last one of these I miss.
Well, you sent us your picks, and we gave your picks, all of your picks, we gave them all out.
Yeah.
With a little commentary.
That's a true statement.
No, it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I heard.
What did you... Why are you looking at me like I'm a horrible person?
Because I did listen to the entire podcast.
And?
I was portrayed as a dick.
Oh. Dennis, are you letting him talk to you about you like that? He's sitting right
there. No, I think he's right.
It's like I'm the special needs friend that you all just need to bring along. Somebody's got to support him.
Well, you did. You were self-confessed that you were whacking your mole at Disney.
Again, not at Disney, not whacking a mole.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I also, Brad sends us a text and it says, hey, these are the games, may the winners be yours. And I said, well, I'm playing skee ball and whack-a-mole and something else this week. May the stuffed animals be yours. And then the next thing I know, that gets turned.
Don't you like Missile Command and Pac-Man and Galaga?
I don't know that they had Missile Command at Universal Studios.
Don't you like Tecmo Bowl?
Oh, I do love some Tecmo Bowl.
Bo Jackson.
Just give me Bo Jackson in there.
Give me the Niners against Bo Jackson.
All you need.
I'll outscore you. So do we have a guest on our show or not?
Rabbit, Amanda, is here from Pause for the Cause, and they just celebrated their Barktoberfest, and I just celebrated the Bluegrass Pug Rescue, and so we're saving dogs, one puppy at a one bark at a time. Pause for the Cause, look them up, it's the website. So, just tell us a little bit about Pause for the Cause,
yes.
Rabbit, while you're here.
So we are a rescue here in Lexington, Kentucky. We're located over on Newtown Pike, and we work with some of the Central County or Central Kentucky shelters to help them from having to euthanize their animals so that we can find them forever homes.
Fostering,
yeah. We do lots of fostering and adoptions and volunteering, so yeah, we always need help.
And tell the podcast listeners how many dogs you and your husband have fostered through the years.
We have had, I think we're on number 67 now.
Wow.
I thought it was 69. Maybe that's just
not quite 69.
Wishful thinking.
That was a different conversation.
Hey-oh.
A few more for that one.
Speaking of whack-a-mole.
Thanks, Rabbit. Pause for the cause, y'all.
Pause for the cause, a wonderful organization. 67 dogs you adopted. That is great stuff. It really is. And you should be your credit to the animal world.
For and she's adopted out two. They currently have 63 dogs at their house.
You're the Mother Teresa of terriers.
That's very admirable. How many do you have? Dogs that are on your property right now. Where you go home, how many dogs are there?
We have four of our own.
Okay, four.
And then one foster dog.
Okay. So you don't have all 67 at the same time?
No.
Okay, now that would be very difficult. Kind of a cartoon-like atmosphere going on there.
No, the 67 has been over many years.
Okay. Yes. Very nice. Yes. Very nice. And no favorite NFL team, correct?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Are you sure?
I'm completely neutral.
Not even a Bengals fan?
No.
How about the Chicago Bears?
Nope.
Let's get to game one!
Speaking of the Chicago Bears, what a segue, Bear Man.
Woo!
It's coincidental that you're neutral because Brad is neutered. And, dog joke for you there.
Ba-dum-choo.
He'll be at Chuckles Comedy Club on the 17th. 7:30 show, completely different than the 9:30 show.
Did Gafal's close down?
Gafal's has closed due to lack of business because Dennis Dillon was the headliner there for so long.
Lack of laughs.
Exactly. Too many straight faces over there. Let's get to these football games. Let's get to these friggin' games, Dillon. You're on the clock first. No, you're not. Beer Man's on the clock first. As Dennis Dillon goes and straightens himself up. Chicago Bears. Washington Commodes. Thursday night football. It's a pick'em. And the total is 38. Why? That's no respect for Chicago. 38 points? That's your team.
I'm trying to think. They scored 22 on their own. Took the lead late. I have noticed one thing about the Chicago Bears. They're making some great second half adjustments. I don't know if that means the other teams are kind of already in garbage time by halftime, but they're coming back. And for that reason alone, the game ends after second half. I'm taking my Chicago Bears.
I'm taking the Chicago Bears too. Justin Fields is the more electric quarterback here. And Coach Ron Rivera had some disgruntled comments about his quarterbacking situation and kind of threw his quarterback under the bus the other day with some comments. The Washington team is a mess. They've got a few players, and I've tried to back them this season, but no more. I'm taking the Bears at home.
Woohoo!
So, the Commodes are at home, or on the road at the Chicago.
Flush them.
The coach just threw their quarterback under the bus. Chicago coming off a good effort. Washington has not covered in four straight games. Give me Washington.
What a jerk.
They're going to win. Hey, I'm wearing a St. Peter shirt. What do you expect?
That's true.
Hey, Beer Man, who's the dick now?
Huh?
Who's the dick
now?
Can
we do a podcast where Brad doesn't show up? I got some stuff to say.
Now, go ahead and say it to my face, brother. I'm sitting right here. Say it.
It is scary how the line is moving in Washington's favor. I may change my pick. Sorry, Beer Man. I may change my pick when it comes to when Sunday rolls around.
No. You got this. Is what the listeners are hearing. That's the pick that we. Well,
okay,
that we tally.
I'm advising listeners to lay off of this game.
Well, you can do that.
Any thoughts on the total of 38, the lowest on the board all week?
God. Just an awful game.
You know, I don't think either defense is stellar. That's about right. I mean, Vegas knows what they're doing when it comes to these. Over-under somehow.
They're wrong all the time.
They're wrong, but, I mean, they're close.
Psychologically, with two dog teams like this, I probably would take the over.
Let's go to the next game. The Cincinnati Bengals are traveling to New Orleans.
Who day versus who dat?
Exactly. We don't know the quarterback for the Saints right now. Joe Burrow, your quarterback for the Bengals. Bengals right now, one-point favorite. Total 43.5. Dead air, Dennis Dillon.
1 point favorite.
Point and a half favorite.
Point and a half. Oh, okay.
Big difference.
But it was like 3.5 a couple of days ago.
We don't know who the quarterback is for the Saints. No. That's causing some.
Well, I'm taking the Bengals in this game because they've lost. They lost on the road. This didn't dawn on me until I looked at it earlier this week. The Bengals play more than 50% of their games on the road this year.
It I was looking at their schedule. It's like they have one at home and then two on the road. Yes. Then one at home and then two on the road.
AFC teams play 9 games on the road this year.
Yeah.
And the NFC play 9 games at home this year. 9 out of 17.
Yep.
They flip-flop it back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the new rule since we play 17 games a year now. But, you know, it didn't hit me until earlier this week. I thought, God, the Bengals are on the road again? It'll be a tough game. It'll be a crazy environment, of course, and it's Superdome and whatever. But, yeah, I think the Bengals put it together and pulled out the win.
I think the Bengals are the better team. I think they're gelling as a team. Baltimore was not the perfect matchup for them this past week, and it was still incredibly close. It's just it was a defensive game. New Orleans' defense was supposed to be really good, and they've not really lived up to the hype so much. I think Burrow and the boys kind of go off this week, so I'll take Cincinnati.
I'm against you both again. Give me the Saints at home as the dog. Back-to-back road trips for the Bengals. And we found out today, if you listen to The Bottom Line, weekdays at 2 on ESPN Radio, that the reason Ja'Marr Chase is not living up to standards is he's got baby mama drama, who actually, and she also says, that not only should he be kicked out of the league for not paying child support, but he does not like to shower. That tells me everything I need to know.
Really?
Give me the Saints. That is a true story. Give me the Saints.
Yeah, but you know that's BS, right?
Oh, it was documented.
The reason he's not performing has nothing to do. I mean, he's not getting the ball thrown to him.
Oh, you're gonna take the actual common sense route of this.
So maybe
I'm playing drama on this one. Eh?
I mean, I love the story. Don't get me wrong; it's an interesting story. But he's just. I mean, they're not going downfield with the ball, and that's because the defenses are stacking against them and playing too deep at safeties. And listen, I mean. You know, that will change once the ground game gets established, once the blockers on the O-line gets established. So it's a work in the Bengals are a work in progress this year. They're getting better every week. It continues this week, and you're wrong, Mr. Taylor.
Cincinnati is a negative 0.4 yards per play margin. Saints plus 0.5 yards per play margin. That's a lot. Saints are the better team, regardless of quarterback. I'm taking the Saints here. Bucket of pride on this one, boys. I'm here to tell you.
Next game!
As
my mouth is agape.
What? How dare you? Anyway, Tampa Bay. Speaking of off-field troubles, Tom Brady, divorce from Giselle. It's over against Pittsburgh and Kenny Pickett. 8.5, the Bucs are favored by.
Ooh, 8.5, great movie by Fellini.
Total 43.5, Beer Man.
You talk about baby mama drama. That being said, I don't know what Tampa Bay rested a little too early. Everybody's ticked off about the roughing the passer call. My opinion, that never should have happened because the egregious pass interference, the play before, should have been called that wasn't. I almost felt like the roughing the passer was a make-good play. That being said, Brady has not lost 3 in a row, I think, since 2001. Am I correct in that?
I am not.
Maybe it's 2007, but it's... a long, long time. Brady and the boys are not going to win. Pittsburgh is feeling out their new quarterback. Give me Tampa Bay, and I will lay the 8.5.
You're suggesting that you said Tampa Bay, Tom Brady's not lost 3 in a row since God knows when, right?
Yeah.
But like, there's no way Pittsburgh is going to win this game.
But agreed.
Okay.
But they've lost 2 in a row.
Yeah. Tampa Bay is going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to lay the 8.5.
Okay.
That's what I said.
I'm taking Pittsburgh in this game.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I am also taking Pittsburgh. A lot of trends on Pittsburgh. Betting against the public here, kind of like what we're doing with New Orleans. A lot of the public's on Cincinnati. And, Mike Tomlin is a dog. Yeah, he lost big last week. We'll take him again this week. It's going to be less than 8.5.
Pittsburgh is who they are.
Tampa, they've lost 3 in a row against the spread. So we're going to see. I think that's going to go another one. So you're on your own.
All right.
It's a little risky.
That means I catch up a game. That's good. I'll take it.
Next game. Jacksonville and Indianapolis. Trevor Lawrence and Matt Ryan. Is Matt Ryan done? Colts, 1.5-point favorite, total of 42. Dennis.
Matt Ryan is done. What else can you say? You know, Michael Pittman's not even getting targeted much these days. Jonathan Taylor is out. I know Jacksonville hasn't shown up for the last couple of games, but I think they get back on track this week. Even though they're on the road, Indianapolis can't beat Jacksonville. It's the same story as last week. You know, one of my best bets last week, Houston has beaten Jacksonville 8 games in a row. And even though they were a massive dog last week, guess who won? You know, so it's the same thing. Indianapolis can't beat Jacksonville. I'm taking Jacksonville.
I literally had the exact same reasoning on that. You just look at Jacksonville beats Indianapolis when everything's on the line. You almost feel like in week six that their season is on the line. I'm taking Jacksonville.
Going against you again, boys. I'm taking Indy. Yes. They were revenge 24-0 early in the year. They got shut out early in the year. You don't think the Colts remember that one? And if you're looking to play the total, which I am in this game, the Colts are 5-0 to the under so far this year. Maybe that's a little foreshadowing to our best bets coming up later on in the show.
Indianapolis is the worst scoring offense in the league right now.
That's why they're 5-0 to the under.
That is unbelievable. And I think number the second worst, the Los Angeles Rams.
Worst team in the league, yards per play, the Rams right now.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Next to worst, the Bengals. Mm-hmm. So that's a crazy stat right there. We will take the Colts. Fair enough. Revenge match. And we want to fade against that covering team from last week. Next game, the New England Patriots. Don't know who the quarterback's going to be yet. Could be anybody at this point. I guess the Cleveland Browns, Jacoby Brissett. 2.5 the Browns are favored by. Total 43. I don't know who's up. I think it's Bierman.
You know what? Belichick just reminded everybody how good he is. And it doesn't matter if Zapke's going to be the quarterback. I don't think Mac Jones is ready to come back yet. But I'm going with Belichick. I'll take the 2.5, and New England will win this game outright.
No, I'm going to go against you in this one, man. The Browns have been in every game they played this year. New England kind of has too, but Cleveland, I mean, they're 1-2-3 now. They're 2-3 on the season, aren't they? But they found a way to lose every game this year, much like the Bengals. Every game the Bengals have lost this year happened on the final play of the game. So, you know, these teams are a little better than what we perceive them to be. I'm taking Cleveland and getting points.
Wait, who's the favorite in this game?
Who's the Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking Cleveland in this game.
Best bet for me. I love the Patriots here. I liked it better at 3, but I like it. I'll still take them at 2.5. We saw last week, Patriots shutout win, and we also see yards per play, huge advantage for New England over the time. Yeah, and it doesn't matter to me who the quarterback is. They played a backup Zappy. It was Zappy hour last week for New England. It's going to be Zappy hour again if he plays this week, or Mac Jones. They're going to take Cleveland down this week. So that's one of my best bets. Next game, Jets and the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, 7.5-point favorite over Zach Wilson and the Jets, Dennis.
God, how many times are we going to see Green Bay with a touchdown favorite position?
I thought you were a big winner.
I am, but I don't like any of these games this week so far. Aaron Rodgers is so due. He can't figure things out. His receivers can't figure anything out. His defense is underachieving. The New York Jets are coming along. Give me the Jets.
Taking the Jets and the points, Spearman.
Green Bay's coach has been called out this week. Aaron Rodgers called out his receivers this week and his defense this week. Aaron Rodgers is called out constantly. Not only am I taking Green Bay in a blowout win, but my favorite bet of the week is Green Bay and the first half line of -4. I normally wouldn't take first half lines, but the reason I like the first half line better than the overall game, Green Bay's point differential in the second half is negative. For a team that's this offensively driven, they're negative in the second half, and they've lost a couple games because of it. So I'm taking Green Bay, but I'm heavy, heavy on Green Bay in the first half.
Good point, Beer Man. You know, they always come out. I'd be curious to go back to the previous 5 games and see how many opening drives they have scored on, because they always come out with a great game plan. They always come out strong, and then by the time they get to the second or third drive,
they can't move.
They're shrugging their shoulders.
I've got a consensus first half line of Packers -4.5 in the first half.
I've already put money on it. I got it at -4, but I'm still taking it.
Okay. Yeah.
How much money did you put on it? You moved the line?
$5.
Beer Man moves the line. You talk about cachet. Those people in the desert listen to this podcast like it's gold and the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. This game, I don't want any part of this game in the real world, but for our purposes, I'm with you, Beer Man. I'll lay the 7.5 in this one, but I still can't believe they lost that game last week over in London. That was a crazy one. It's one for me. I'm going to lay the points to the Packers, but maybe not in the desert, if you know what I'm saying.
My only inclination to go sort of toward the Jets. Rodgers does spread the ball around really, really well, but he's got his favorite receivers, and so far it seems like Lazard this year. That being said, Sauce Gardner seems like he can shut down any receiver in the league. So if he had Devontae, I might lean toward the Jets, but the fact that Rodgers is kind of having to spread the ball around to some rookies, I'll stick with that.
We're going to take a little time out here. We're about halfway through the games here. I don't appreciate the little notes being passed in the back of class's study hall between you two clowns over there. Miss Pause for the Cause over here and Dead Air Dennis. What are you two sitting over there? Both of your faces are red. So we don't appreciate that. Beerman and I are trying to have an upstanding football commentary here, and you two are sitting back there playing patty cake or whatever it is, passing the notes. Do you like me? Circle one. Yes, no, maybe.
I'm upstanding, all right.
Hey-o.
See, I already know who's going to win all of these games, so I'm letting Dennis know.
Oh.
She's feeding me my life.
Do you have the sports almanac, Marty McFly?
I do.
Yes, you do. Exactly. Yeah. So, in other words, you're not going to tell us what you were whispering about.
No, absolutely not.
Beer man.
I had to check, see if my fly was down.
Okay, we can't get through this fast enough. Let's get out of here. Next game. Love of God, you people are, how old are you, 8? Okay. Next game, Baltimore Ravens, New York Giants, Lamar Jackson, and Daniel Jones. Ravens, 5.5-point favorite. It's in New York, total 44.5. I think we start with Beer Man, so.
So one of the games that I took last week that I felt good on was the Giants on the road, per se. It was in London. Daniel Jones plays better on the road than he does at home. So this game is in New York / New Jersey, am I correct? Mm-hmm. Give me Baltimore. Daniel Jones does not play well at home.
I'm taking Baltimore, too. They're running hot right now. They're feeling pretty good.
I'm taking the 5.5. I'm taking the Giants here at home. Are we sure the Ravens are this good?
Are we sure the Giants are that good?
Well, I'm not sure on either one of them, but I'm going to take my chances with the 5.5 at home against the Giants, especially when I see that Baltimore... they got a little bit lucky on Sunday Night Football, if you ask us.
Lamar's playing for $55/$60 million a year. They're that good.
No, I agree with Brad Moore on that point.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Baltimore Ravens are that good, but
I know the Giants aren't 4-1 good though. They've gotten some.
Something's happening.
Brian Daboll's done a good job.
You go to Green Bay and you beat the Packers.
No, you went to London and beat the Packers.
Well, that's right.
All right. Well, hey. If you watch the second half against Green Bay last week, at least they're trying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you didn't see in recent years. The Giants kind of, you know.
Again, Green Bay made zero halftime adjustments.
Right, exactly. All right, let's go to the next game. And the next game is Minnesota Vikings, Miami Dolphins. Kirk Cousins against Skylar Thompson, your announced quarterback for the Dolphins. Minnesota, 3.5-point road favorite, total 45.5. Dennis.
Miami's taken a real whipping lately. You know, a couple of weeks ago, it seems like forever ago, but it's just 2 weeks ago when they were undefeated. The defense clearly didn't show up last week when Teddy went out. So I'm taking Miami in this game. A little upset special, maybe even a victory.
I wanted to take Miami. What is it, P.J. Walker? Is that right?
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson.
P.J.'s in Carolina.
Oh, yeah. All right. Got my games confused. You know, the thing with Teddy going out on play one, am I not mistaken there?
Right.
You didn't prepare the other quarterback at all. At least they have a full week. But you're on your third string quarterback, and that never bodes well. 3.5 doesn't make sense to me, even though the game is at home. But normally I would take Miami and think Vegas knows something that we don't. But I can't put that much faith in a third string quarterback. So give me Minnesota.
Oh, I can't. Give me the Dolphins at the 3.5 here. Vikings, are we sure they're that good? They haven't covered for 4 straight games, and they've played the 29th schedule in the NFL, so they're kind of waxing teams like the Bears, teams like that, still not covering the spread. Yeah, give me a week with Skylar Thompson. I'll take the home dog here. I'll take the Dolphins. I'm not sure that the Vikings are really that good, especially yards per play numbers. Yeah, they're down at the bottom, minus 0.5. Even with one of the worst schedules in the league, I'll take the Dolphins in the 3.5. Next game, San Francisco and Atlanta, Jimmy G and Marcus Mariota. Niners stayed out on the East Coast this week. Mm. So they did not travel back to San Francisco. They were in Carolina last week. They're in Atlanta this week. Niners, 5.5-point favorite, total 44.5, Dennis, or Beerman.
I like the over in this game. San Francisco's kind of gelling with Garoppolo. I think they have one of the best rosters in the game. Why in the world they wanted to go with Trey Lance at the beginning of the season, somewhat baffling because you see what they are with Garoppolo. They're not struggling with anybody. I don't think they struggle with Atlanta. I'm going to stick with the favorite again on this one.
Atlanta's secondary struggles, and their run game is now abbreviated now that Cordarrelle Patterson is out. I bet against San Francisco last week and paid the price for it. The team staying on the East Coast is pretty big, too. I guess I'm taking San Francisco and giving up the points.
I'm with you, Dylan. I hate to admit it. Falcons, the only perfect team in the NFL against the spread. They're 5-0 against the spread. As we all know, that doesn't last forever, sadly, or else we'd be milking those for all they're worth. Niners, best defense in the league. Mm-hmm. And the Falcons, I just don't – I know it's they're the best team in the league against the spread. We talk about due. This is the only sport where you take teams because they're due. I'll take the Niners, and I'll lay the points in this one. Next game, Carolina and the Rams. Seems easy. P.J. Walker is starting for Carolina. And the Rams, defending Super Bowl champions, Matthew Stafford, the quarterback. 10.5, total 40.5, Dennis.
Well, Carolina's, they've got to be juiced for some kind of performance. I mean, it's going to happen eventually, one way or another, and they've got the new coach now. So there's reason to be inspired to play for the new coach to secure and or maintain your current job position. I'm taking Carolina because the Rams look awful. I mean, that O-line, if this season has taught us anything, especially as Bengals fans, you learn how important having those guys up front is. If you don't have those big guys operating together, you ain't getting jack. And the Rams have been the quintessential proof of that this year. I mean, you're coming off of a Super Bowl victory. They look horrible. So, yeah, give me Carolina. I mean, why not?
I go back to what I said early on. The Rams are the second lowest scoring offense in the league, and they're having to overcome 10.5 points. Not a chance in the world. Again, you know, you typically when the coach gets fired and you've got somebody else, the team kind of has a tendency to step up. I'm taking Carolina.
Carolina also has the ability to keep the clock running with Christian McCaffrey. So, you know, that plays into it as well. A low scoring game and extenuated drives.
So you're telling me I should trade Christian McCaffrey for those trades I sent to you?
No,
guys
I'm saying hang on to him because there's a chance he'll get traded somewhere else, and I think he's a better player somewhere else.
Are they offering me Happy Meals with those trade offers?
In our fantasy football league. Just tell the story, Brad. I mean,
well, I was offered, a soda pop for Christian McCaffrey.
Don't forget the handful of magic beans.
And that magic beans, yes, for Christian McCaffrey.
What was he taking? Second, third in the draft, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
And your trade offer was two running backs from dual running back teams, Zeke and Montgomery, wasn't it?
I think a couple of them don't even play because they're injured right now.
So well, Montgomery is just, you know, he's
so when
he's
you're playing in a fantasy league, you get offered trades like that.
Yeah.
Walk on. Don't harp on it. Just keep walking.
Here's a little bit of advice for our friends who play fantasy football and don't quite get it. First of all, you don't know if you get it or not. If you think that you get it, but you're not sure, you probably really don't. So don't go out making offers and trades without somebody, like run it by somebody, run it by a friend, advocate, if you will.
In other words, if you go to the poker table and you don't know who the sucker is, it's probably you. So that's the way you have to look at it. As far as this game goes, I am with you guys. I hate to say it. I'm taking Carolina the points as well. The new coach factor. And how can you lay double-digit points with the Rams right now? If you've been watching them play, yeah, you can't do it. Yards per play, actually, Carolina is better than the Rams this year. That should tell you how bad the Rams have been. Yeah, I'm fine with taking Carolina. The point's one of my best bets here. Next game, Arizona and Seattle. Kyler Murray and Geno Smith. Who knew Geno Smith would be the best quarterback on the field in this game? Arizona, a 2.5-point favorite, total 51. I think it's Dennis.
Is DeAndre Hopkins back?
Not yet.
Soon. Next week.
Next week.
I was going to say, I think it was 6 weeks.
Six games.
Rondale Moore is still a great receiver from the slot. Kyler is starting to get it together, I think. I think the team as a whole is. I'm still not buying into the full Seattle thing. They are coming off of a loss last week. But I'm taking Arizona. I'm not really sure why.
I like Arizona better. By the way, Rondale Moore went to my high school. I like Arizona. I feel like they're gelling a little bit as a team, but there's still a lot of drama there, but it is kind of starting to come together. Cliff Kingsbury has actually made some decent coaching decisions this year, so I, too, will take Arizona.
You're squashing the headline. Tell us more about Rondale Moore in your high school.
Really? We want to know more.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes, we want to know more.
It's good
Please
to know.
Tell us all that you have.
It's good to know that even though y'all were dicks last week and I wasn't here, the trend continues this week.
At least you know we do it to your face.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad when you weren't here.
Exact same whether you're here or not.
Okay that I go home and cry.
We put up a cutout of Dane Cook while you were gone. Just
dicks. Dane Cook. Where's he been the last 10 years?
Exactly.
The same place Beer Man's been, apparently.
Disney. My next break Whack-a-mole. On the radio is going to be 17 minutes long.
Are you telling us the lyrics of every Def Leppard or Led Zeppelin?
Oh, you got the peaches, I got the cream. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Anytime you
Sweet
get a...
Sweet today.
Anytime,
Saccharine.
Anytime you get a lady in the car, always put on side one of Led Zeppelin.
This could be our worst podcast ever.
Actually, I think it's the best, but that's neither here nor there. Give me Seattle the points here. Yards per play. Seattle's way up there. And they are an offensive machine scoring points right now. They are just Geno Smith looks like the next coming of Michael Vick, apparently.
Take the over.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad spot, but this is a high total, 51 right now. So
jeez.
Let's get to some of the good games here. Buffalo, Kansas City, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Everybody in this room has heard of those guys. 2.5 Buffalo is the favorite. Dennis.
Kansas City bounced Buffalo out of the playoffs last year, and I can't help but think that that's going to be in the back of Buffalo's mind. But coming off the soft Pittsburgh game last week, Kansas City just keeps finding ways. And they're at home. I want Buffalo to win, but I'm taking Kansas City. Just give me points in that game.
What was the stat that you put out earlier this week? Patrick Mahomes is 7-0. When he's an underdog?
Yep. Career it is against the spread, 7-0-1 in 8 games against the spread.
Kansas City is pretty good on defense, pretty good on offense, great at receiving, great at running, great at special teams. Buffalo is great at all those except for running. You're giving me Kansas City and the points? Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs.
I hate this game from a handicapping perspective. I want to take Kansas City the points. I also know that there's a lot of the public is on Kansas City here. Mm. So I want to go away from that. Got a reverse line move towards Buffalo. They're the unpopular favorite. And that's kind of what, when you look at the desert, the numbers there, you want to go with the kind of the, you want to go against the number, but kind of with the dogs, and it kind of juggles things. I'll take Kansas City the 2.5, but I don't feel good about either side or the total in this one. So this might be one you just watch and enjoy or just sleep, take a couple Benadryl and sleep through. And look at the score in the morning. Sunday night football. Dallas Cowboys. Cooper Rush, officially the starter. Philly, Jalen Hurts. 6 points. The Eagles are favored by Bierman.
Philadelphia has kind of caught some breaks with sloppy fields and such this year. They've looked great, but there's still too many question marks when it comes to Philadelphia. Their head coach, I think he's liked, but he's just a weird dude. McCarthy is an awful head coach, in my opinion, but they have a great defense. I'll take a defense if you're giving me 6 points, so I'll go with Dallas.
Yeah, division rivalry game. I mean, these two teams have a historic, a history behind them. So it's hard for me to give up 6 points. I think I'm taking Dallas as well. Micah Parsons has just,
He's a man on a mission.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Trayvon Diggs, give me the defense of Dallas. I mean, Cooper Rush hasn't done anything wrong. He's protected the ball.
I'm going to take the Eagles here. The kind of like the last game, reverse line move. We got an unpopular favorite in the Eagles. Public is on Dallas here. I think getting 6 points and Cooper Rush, everybody says, oh, he's undefeated. He's won 4 in a row. He's covered 4 in a row. Yeah, I'm going to go against the public with the favorite and take go against a quarterback who's on fire right now.
I don't think Dallas wins this football game. I think they cover this football game.
This is, if I was into taking favorites, this would be one of the favorites I took. Monday night, Denver, Chargers, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert. Tricky line. Chargers, 5.5-point favorite. Total, 45.5. Beer man?
Denver's head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, is over his skis, and that's putting it nicely. Nobody on that team is gelling. Now, apparently, Russell Wilson has a lat injury. He's not gelling with the receivers that are great there. It makes zero sense. That being said, I'm going to take the Chargers and lay the 5.5.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. I think that I'm taking Denver. Mm. All the negative talk has been on the Broncos, and for good reason. They look awful. It's not the team I anticipated seeing this year at all. I thought it was going to be I thought they were going to be an offensive powerhouse. I really did, with Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and the two tight ends they have and Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson just looks completely out of sorts. That being said, the Chargers finally got their run game together last week a bit against the Browns, but I can't give up that many points in a game against a team that's supposed to be good, that should be good. And Justin Herbert's still ailing a little bit. So give me the Broncos.
Give me you're tired, you're poor, you're weak.
Give me your money.
Give me, well, yeah. Nobody likes the Broncos now. Everybody's down on him. Mm-hmm. Oh, Russell Wilson. Ah, oh, he's terrible. Oh, the Broncos coach, he's in over
his head. I'm not saying he's terrible. He's an idiot. Ain't right.
He's a moron. I got two words for him. Moron. Division game? Are we sure the Chargers are this good? You're going to make me lay 5.5 here? Give me the Broncos at 5.5, a best bet.
There you go. Me too. Me too.
Yes, there you go.
And Joey Bosa is out.
Yes.
Khalil Mack is not.
So he's old.
Junior Seau is no longer with us.
Oh.
Carl Mecklenburg is, though.
Seau, it isn't so.
He was a concussion. He committed suicide. Why did you bring that up, Beer Man? Okay. Best bets.
Vinny Testavertical. Testicle vertical. I'm sorry. His verticals are what?
I think he's trying to impress you, and he's not doing a very good job of it. But anyway, this will all be cut out. The Vinny Testicle comments will be scratched from this show.
That's what Brian Himes always says. His uncle or his grandpa Willie called Vinny Testaverde. Vinny Testicle Verde. Sorry, we have a song called Willie's Wine. It's great.
What time is it? All right, best bets. Who wants to go first? Who wants to give us your best bets? Because this has been very exciting for our guest.
Cincinnati is one of my favorite bets of the week. I just think they're a better polished team over New Orleans. I talked about the Green Bay first half. I just think they're going to be huge. And I'll take Baltimore as one of my best bets of the week.
Wow.
You're done? That means I got to go?
Yeah.
I have so many best bets this week. I need a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, why don't you go then? Because I don't have any.
Oh, I've got them.
I've got two, Miami and Denver. That's it.
I like both of those. Really? Those are two of my best bets. Miami and Denver and the points are two of my best bets.
Suck it, Stivers.
Suck it, Stivers.
Are we already at the end?
No. Yeah. I wish. I'm riversiding you on two.
Oh,
I am
geez.
Taking the
Only
Giants.
Had three.
I'm taking the Giants getting the 5.5. I'm taking the Saints getting a 1.5. Going against you on those two. Dolphins and Broncos. I'm also taking the Patriots at the 2.5. Also taking the Carolina Panthers and the 10.5. Did I mention all of them? And Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh getting 8.5. Those are my sides. Totals go under Jacksonville, Indy, and Minnesota, Miami. Take those bad boys to the desert and smoke them Mac Daddy Stogie style.
And suck it, Stivers.
Suck it, Stivers. Do we have any words from our guests and guests of honor here today? No, your thoughts on this podcast and the absolute idiocy that was this this show today.
Oh, you all have been fun. All I'm going to say is go Cats, but you all aren't talking about them.
We don't waste our time with amateurs. We deal in the league where they play for pay, the NFL.
Wait. Some of them do in the NCAA.
Oh, they all do in the NCAA. All right, do we have anything else? Any parting shots? Do we have any parting shots from anyone? Guests, regulars, anyone?
I'm excited to watch Thursday night football in the all-orange uniforms.
Are they wearing all orange?
Yeah.
Even pants?
That I don't know. But the orange helmet and the orange jersey.
Why?
Because the Bengals went all white. The Bears wanted to go all orange.
What about pantaloons?
Oh, that would be – I would love to see that.
I mean, it is Halloween.
Are you one of those people that really gets fired up over the uniforms that a team wears?
No, not at all.
Then why are you mentioning this as one of your parting shots?
Because it is a little bit different.
He's excited about a team that's very unexciting. Let him have this moment.
If the Bears lose, I will struggle to fall asleep that night.
Do you leave the milk cookies out for Santa Claus, too?
No, for Walter Payton.
Oh, for what day is his day again? December 24th? I don't think it is.
No.
Anyway. Dennis Dillon, your parting thoughts.
Walter Payton is hot. He's sticky sweet. He's saccharine.
Saccharine!
Not even pronouncing the word right. Come on, Def Leppard. Parting shots, parting thoughts. Is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
No, I've got none. Cheers, beers, specials.
Woo!
Take us out of here.
That was abrupt. I wasn't prepared for that.
I'm just trying to end this thing before I lose my
sanity.
I've already lost my dignity. Don't let me lose my sanity, too.
For Brad Taylor and Beer Man, my name is Dead Air Dennis. Thanks for listening to the Week 6 of the NFL Sports Rocker Bottom Line Podcast.
Air down.
He's not the best commentary man in the business for nothing, folks.
Suck it hard, Stivers.
So until the next time, as always...
Suck it, Stivers.
Suck on this, Stivers. I'm still gambling and you can't stop me. May the winners be yours.